2 minutes past ten, we clambered out of our slit trenches in an absolute din of bombardment, a great deal of it our own, and formed up in a single line. Our boots were wrapped in blankets so that no noise would be made. We held the tail of the coat of the man in front. Obviously, since the enemy was all around us, we had to go through him to get to the River Rhine. After about 200 yards of silent trekking, we knew we were among the enemy. The back of my neck was prickling for that whole interminable march. I couldn't see the man ahead of me. All I knew was that I had hold of a coattail, and for the first time in my life was grateful for the downpour of rain that made a patter on the leaves of the trees and covered up any little noises we were making. Several times we halted, which meant you bumped into the man ahead of you. Then, when the head of our party was satisfied, the turning was clear, we went on again. As we came out of the trees, I felt as naked as if I were in Piccadilly Circus in my pajamas because of the glow from fires across the river. The machine gun and general bombardment had never let up. We lay down flat in the mud and rain and stayed that way for 2 hours till the sentry beyond the hedge on the bank of the river told us to move up over the dike and be taken across. After what seemed a nightmare of an age, we got our turn and slithered up and over onto some mud flats. There was the shadow of a little assault craft with an outboard motor on it. We waded out into the Rhine, up to our hips. It didn't matter, I was soaked through long ago, had been for days. We helped push the boat off into the swift Rhine current, and with our heads down between our knees, waited for the bump on the far side, or for what might come before. It didn't come. We clambered out and followed what had been a white tape up over a dike. We slid down the other side on our backsides, and we sloshed through mud for 4 miles and a half. Me thinking, gosh, I'm alive. How did it happen?